What is the best Christmas candy? When will season 2 of Marvel's What If premiere? And will this be a very Merry Christmas? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I am your host, Todd McManus, on this cold winter's day. And first off, I want to go ahead and say a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone who is celebrating this season. If you are celebrating Christmas, Merry Christmas to you. And if you are just celebrating the holiday time, I want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. We're getting closer, ever so closer, to the end of 2023 as we are about to begin another even number year in 2024. And we all wish that it won't be as hectic as this year or the past years, but everybody knows it will, because I don't even get political on this episode, on any of these episodes, but we all know what's going to happen whenever we have another presidential election next year. So we have to deal with that. Anyway, I wanted to go ahead and give y'all an update. It's been a while since I've given an update on an episode about the Toddcast particularly. So since this is episode 207, to let all of you know that it's premiering on December 23rd, I wanted to give all of y'all an update that I actually mentioned on last week's episode, I believe, and the week before. I wanted to make sure that y'all keep up on the updates as well. If you don't know what the update is, I mean, nobody knows what the update is, but here is the update that people have been waiting for. So in 3 weeks, on episode 210, which will be premiering on January the 12th, we will also be celebrating on that day the 4-year anniversary of the Toddcast on that episode, episode 210. Don't want to miss it. The Toddcast first ever episode was on January 11th, I want to say. So we will be celebrating the 2-year anniversary on that episode, or the 4-year anniversary, excuse me, 4-year anniversary on that episode. But most importantly, a big update is that weekly episodes of the Toddcast will now be premiering at 7 a.m. Central Time on every Friday. That's right, if you do not know, or you probably do know, that new episodes premiere every Saturday at 7 a.m. Central Time. We're just going to be bumping that up a day every week. So every week from that point on, after celebrating 4 years of being on Saturdays, we are going to be moving to a new day of the week on Fridays. So that is starting in 3 weeks, though. So you don't have to worry about that now. This week's, and then episode 208 and 209, we'll all be on Saturdays, but then on 210, a new episode on January 12th will be the first ever episode to be premiering on a Friday. So we've been on Saturdays every week for almost 4 years now, since January 2020. And, you know, since we're celebrating not only 4 years, I thought it was time to spice things up a bit and might as well move it to Fridays. So this might be beneficial to all of you that work on Fridays, and you go to work on a Friday and you're driving to work whenever, and you're driving in that morning, you'll be able to actually have to listen to the Toddcast on Fridays instead of Saturdays. So that way it'll work out for y'all. It works out for me well, and we're going to hope and do well for that. So once again, every Friday starting January the 12th, 2024, will be new episodes every Friday. So that's a big announcement, and wanted to go ahead and go over with that. And that will be we'll be celebrating a big episode with the 4-year anniversary. So with all that being said, it is time to get into a little bit of entertainment news we got going here. Over on the Disney Plus side of things, we've got the Marvel series What If, with season 2 premiered this past week on December 22nd. There is going to be a new episode every day. That is what the trailer said. I am not, you know, I'm going to assume that's the case. I have not actually watched the first episode just yet. But apparently, that's what they're going for, is that it is a new episode every day of Season 2 of Marvel's What If. I'm kind of excited to hear about that. If that's the way it is, that's pretty cool with how they're doing that, because, you know, with the actor strike and the writer strike that actually happened this past year, that really did a dent into Marvel's plans, I feel like, because the Marvels came out in November. I have not watched it yet, but, and I will let y'all know when I will, but with that, they really haven't, you know, put out other things that I know of that have been hits other than the last season, season two of Loki, which I have not watched. I'm currently trying to watch all the way through it. But yeah, they got this season two of What If that's coming out every day now. And then next year in 2024, as of now, there's only going to be one Marvel MCU movie that comes out the entire year, which is Deadpool 3. And that's pretty interesting. To have only one Disney Marvel movie for the entire year is quite interesting, to say the least. Because, you know, other things got pushed back and they weren't able, you know, to have certain movies come out. But, I mean, I'm still interested in it. Deadpool is one of my favorite characters. And Deadpool 1, the first Deadpool, is one of my favorite movies that I like. Deadpool 2 was okay. I don't think the comedy was there as it was for Deadpool 1. But still a good movie, though. So, Deadpool 3 next year, but Season 2 of Marvel's What If is premiering, already premiered now, with a new episode every single day. Not once a week, not every Wednesday, not every Friday, every day. So, consecutively from one on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So, I'm going to see how that actually plays out and see how well that is, because I think that's actually a good strategy. They keep people involved every day, so... Yeah, and I very much enjoyed the first season of What If. It was a really good show, and I'm excited to see how this one does. Also, for season two of Amazon Prime's series Invincible has already premiered, and I have watched the first four episodes, and let me tell you, they're rough. It's an animated show, if y'all do not know what Invincible is. It's on Amazon Prime Video. It's an animated show about superheroes, basically, but it's rated R. The animated show is rated R because it contains a high amount of language. It contains a lot of violence and blood and gore. Like, if you aren't capable of handling blood and, you know, a guy getting his arm ripped off, if you can't handle that kind of stuff, maybe you shouldn't watch this. It is animated, so it's not, you know, like live action like The Boys or The Walking Dead or anything like that, or Game of Thrones. But the show, really good. I love the show. It's such a good story, and, you know, I can't wait for the next four episodes, but I wanted to take a minute to talk about it. I'm not going to really go too far in depth with it, but I will say that the show is great. It's such a great show. Great story for this next season, for season two. I'm very much awaiting the next episodes. And it kind of does leave on a cliffhanger at the very end. Which, I mean, you had to figure it would. But I kind of wasn't expecting the way they went with these four episodes. Because it really kicked up at the end of the third episode, and then the fourth one was just like, what is happening? And then the fourth episode ended, and that's what happened. So, it was a little interesting, to say the least. So yeah, if you haven't seen it and you're interested in that, go check it out. It's over on Amazon Prime, Invincible Season 1 and 2, or Season 1 and the first half of Season 2, anyway. So check that out if you're interested in that, because I am very much interested in it. So, with all that being said, I think it's time to get into some questions. We've got two questions here since it is the Christmas season. I honestly think I have been asked this question, probably not every year, but I think I've been asked it more than once for the Christmas season. The question is, what is the best Christmas gift you have ever received? The best Christmas gift. My favorite Christmas gift. I can't really remember too in detail of all of the Christmas gifts I have received throughout my entire life. I know for a fact that, I think I've talked about this before, either a year or two ago, there was this like Transformer type robot thing that I got. And it was a big, like, remote control car that you had, that it was just big, that you had a remote control, like, you know, the big controller that you had with a big antenna on it. And I was able to drive it around inside. And I didn't want to go outside because I didn't want to get, you know, tore up and get dirty or something. But you could drive it around and it was pretty big. And then you pushed a button and it would, like, play music and transform into a robot, and then you could make the robot walk. So it was kind of like a transformer, but it was not a transformer. It wasn't like Optimus Prime or Bumblebee or anybody like that. It wasn't like your basic transformer. It was like an off-brand, like a Great Value brand transformer is what it was. That was very cool. And you know, I mean, I can't really think of any other Christmas gifts except the regular stuff, you know, like socks and underwear. And I always liked going to get the big tin of different flavors of popcorn, the Christmas popcorn tins. Those were always good. I don't know why. If I eat it now, you can definitely tell it's fake cheese, but the cheddar cheese popcorn was always my favorite to have as a kid, even though it would definitely make my stomach kill itself nowadays. trying to think, like, any Christmas gift that just stands out. I'm not really, like, yeah, I appreciate and like gifts that people will get me, you know, it's thoughtful, you know, and it means something, but I'm the kind of guy who I'm like, I'm perfectly okay with gift cards. Like, I know there's, like, a stigma and just this feeling and aura around giving gift cards or receiving gift cards, but I'm a gift card kind of guy. If you want to get me a Walmart or a Target or even just a PlayStation or Xbox gift card, I'm perfectly fine with that. There's nothing wrong with anything like that to me, because I think giving gift cards is actually kind of more meaningful, to be honest, because, like, I understand people when people say meaningful, it's like, I want, you know, this phone case or whatever. And if somebody gets you that phone case without you asking them, yeah, it's meaningful. It's thoughtful, you know. It's like, I remember you saying you wanted this, so I got it for you. But saying, you know, getting a gift card to me, like if you want to give somebody a $30 Walmart gift card and you give it to them, and my way of seeing it is that, hey, I don't know exactly what you want, but giving the person a gift card is basically saying, hey, here's $30 to Walmart. I don't know what you want. I don't know exactly what you would like to get. But giving you this gift card is basically the same thing of me going to Walmart and buying $30 equivalent of stuff for you, except that I'm giving you the gift card and you just have to go get it, if you understand what I'm saying. It's kind of like the same thing of like a parent giving you their card or giving you money and saying, okay, go to Walmart because we need chips or whatever. It's kind of like that, but from family and friends as a gift. That's just the way I see it, the way that my mind sees handling gift cards. And I don't have any problem with gift cards. I really like gift cards because it just, you give me a gift card and then I can go get whatever I want, you know. But if somebody gives me a gift that I don't like, well then, you know, then that, I feel like that kind of sucky, you know, because then I have to, you know, either take it back or just have it for a while, at least, not the rest of my life, but at least for a while. But yeah, I appreciate gift cards. I will take any kind of gift card. If you give me nothing else but gift cards, what I like to do is that if I just get a bunch of them and then you add them up, that way you can buy something expensive. So if you got three $50 Walmart gift cards, well, you got yourself $150 you can go spend on Walmart, which nowadays is just one trip for groceries. So you can use whatever gift card you want, and you can get them all from me. So people shouldn't just, you know, look down or frown upon gift cards, because gift cards are the secret gift that you just, you know, they're more meaningful than people think, in my opinion. I think that we've been giving gift cards too much crap over the years, so. So, yeah. Best Christmas gift I've ever gotten. I can't really narrow it down, but there are, you know, a couple that you can say that have been really, you know, meaningful and what I do appreciate over the course of my life, you know. I haven't received Christmas gifts this year yet, of course, because, I mean, it's not even Christmas yet, but, yeah, gotta see him waiting for Santa. Gotta see what Santa's gonna bring me. So, next question we got here is, what is the best Christmas-themed candy or snack? That's a very interesting question. I mean, it's not really Christmas-themed, but like I said earlier, the Christmas tins for popcorn, those are, you know, really good in my opinion. I don't know why, that I just loved them as a kid. But yeah. Christmas candy or snack. I mean, a lot of people will go towards like the Little Debbie, or I think they're Little Debbie, they're not Hostess. The Little Debbie Christmas tree snacks, the snack cakes. I think a lot of people love those. I don't really care for them that much. I have actually, I think, reviewed one on here within the past couple of years. But for me, it was always the Christmas tree shaped Reese's. Those were always my favorite Christmas-themed candy anyway, but I can't really think of like a Christmas-themed snack. Here, let's go ahead and take a Google search. Christmas-themed snacks. I mean, candy canes. Candy canes are great. Candy canes are really good. They have Sour Patch Kids that look like coal. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. Hershey Kisses. The Crispus Peppermint Christmas and Nougats. They have a Hershey's Holiday Assortment, which is just regular candy, and they just slap Christmas on. Oh, they have Christmas Tree Peeps. If you're a fan of Peeps, they have Christmas Tree shaped Peeps that are probably good. Nerds that are red, white, and green. Sour Patch Kids that look like ornaments. Yeah, the Little Debbie Vanilla Christmas Tree Cakes. They're not my favorite. I've had them, and all that kind of stuff is just kind of dry. Like, the cake part on the actual inside under all that frosting is just kind of dry, in my opinion. I don't know why, but that's just the way they make it. So, I guess I would just have to say the Christmas-themed Reese's that look like little Christmas trees. They're probably the best. And not the ones that are in the bag. Not that. Not the little individual ones. It's got to be the six-pack of the big ones that, you know, that are, it's one in a little bitty bag that's got that little piece of cardboard holding it up. Now, those are the good ones. That is the really good ones. You get a six-pack of them babies, man, then things are good. So, the Christmas-shaped Christmas trees of the Reese cups, those are the best Christmas-themed candy out there. So, thank you for those questions. And if you have any questions, head on over to my official YouTube page. There's a link down in the description of this episode that'll take you there. You can go ahead and subscribe. And on one of the videos, comment your question. And you could also comment a drink, candy, snack, food, whatever you'd like for me to review on a future episode. And while the next two candy items I have, they are not Christmas themed, but I do have two very different candy items that I'm actually going to review right now, and we're going to see how they taste. So the first one I want to try is, I guess I'll try this one first, is a candy bar called Score. Excuse me. I guess I'm allergic to Score Bar. It's called Score, S-K-O-R. It is a crisp toffee and chocolate candy bar. It's kind of thin, to be honest, but it's got crisp butter toffee in it. So that's a little interesting, to say the least. So let's go ahead and get this open. Okay. It's really thin. Okay, it just smells like chocolate. So, crisp toffee score bar. Let's go ahead and give this a try. Score bar, pretty good. I apologize if you can hear me crunching, but it's very crunchy. That's good. I'll get take another bite. Yeah, that's good. I approve of that. That's good. That's that. It's really good. It's weird because it's so thin that, like, you can taste the chocolate, of course, but it's like, it's almost like the chocolate's just secondary to what's in the middle, which I think is really good. I think that's the way a lot of those types should be, I think. I think a lot of candy bars that are covered in chocolate definitely should, whatever's in the middle, whatever's in the center of the candy bar, that's what has to shine in all of these candy bars. Because, you know, you might as well just not put anything in the middle if the chocolate's going to be the superstar. Which it shouldn't. The chocolate on the outside is just aiding into what is in the inside to make it better. So, that crisp butter toffee is really good in the middle, though. It's super crunchy. I mean, y'all probably heard me crunching on it. But it's super crunchy, super good. Very enjoyable, in my opinion. But yeah, score bar, I would have to give that. That was actually a lot better than I thought it was going to be honest. I'm going to give that an 84, because I would try that again, to be honest with you. So I give that a solid 84 on the scale of 0 to 100 with no decimals. So score bar gets an 84, and the next candy item we have here is a little interesting one. It's one that I have seen grow in popularity within this year, and I think in the past 2 or 3 years. I'm going to go ahead and get it open real quick. Okay. Yeah, I can open it. All right, I'll just open it that way then. This is a Kit Kat, but not just any regular old Kit Kat. This is the birthday cake flavored Kit Kat. Now, I have seen this. I have seen the minis. I got the king size of it, actually. I've seen some other kind of candy that was birthday cake Kit Kat flavored. But the birthday cake has really risen in popularity. And I want to figure out why. So, I think it might be white chocolate, because, I mean, it's white. And it's got, like, sprinkles or some type of rainbow funfetti type thing. I'm going to assume it's sprinkles in the Kit Kat itself. So, let's go ahead and give a try to this birthday cake Kit Kat finger. Oh, my. Whoa. Interesting. That's pretty good. I did not expect this to be this good. I had to get me another one. Yeah, that's good. Birthday cake Kit Kat has exceeded my expectations for it. And my expectations were a little low for it, to be honest with you. It's got a really good cakiness flavor to it somehow. I don't really understand it. This is one of those things where you're going to have to try on your own to be able to make sense in your brain for this. Because it's a Kit Kat that tastes like a birthday cake. Does not make any lick of sense, to be honest with you. So, Kit Kat birthday cake flavor. Was it better than the Score Bar? I will say my favorite, even still after eating the birthday cake Kit Kat, my favorite flavor of Kit Kat is, of course, the regular white chocolate. White chocolate Kit Kat is unbeatable, in my opinion. So, birthday cake Kit Kat flavor on a scale of 0 to 100 with no decimals, I'm going to have to give that a solid... I'd give it a 78. It was good. It's not my favorite, of course, but it's definitely up there. I mean, I think it was better than the Churro Kit Kat, because I tried the Churro Kit Kat, and it was more cinnamon. I don't remember how I liked, or if I liked or disliked the Churro Kit Kat. But, you know, regular Kit Kat, I mean, that's a classic. It's the regular, you know, milk chocolate. But the white chocolate Kit Kat is my favorite. I think we had the cocoa one, or the coffee one. I think I tried that with Jaren, I want to say. Now, that one was bad. I don't like coffee-flavored stuff. But birthday cake Kit Kat with a 78. And that is... it's exceeded my expectations, really. It's just it just has that birthday cake flavor to it somehow. It just... when I say birthday cake flavor, you know what I'm talking about. Because there's a lot of birthday cake-flavored things out there now. So, birthday cake Kit Kat with a 78. And the Score Bar with a 84. I gotta say, that Score Bar really did exceed my expectations more than the Kit Kat did. I mean, the Kit Kat was good. I really thought I wasn't gonna like it. But the Score Bar, I've never heard of it. It was my wife who saw it, and she was like, "You wanna try that?" I was like, "Sure." So, I had to get that from... I don't even remember where I got it from. Oh, I got it from a gas station. That's what it was. I got these from a gas station. But the Score Bar, literally in like the bottom row of the chocolate aisle with the chocolate candy of Kit Kat and the Hershey's and the Reese's and all that. But yeah, it surprised me, and you should definitely try it out. It's very crunchy, but it's really good. So don't forget, on episode 210 in 3 weeks, episodes will now be premiering every Friday on January the 12th. So thank y'all all for listening, and as always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And follow the Toddcast on Instagram at @the_Toddcast_ for all your Toddcast needs and updates. Tell your friends and family to give it a listen, and thank all of you once again for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, well, you're just going to have to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.